Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
We got answers. You got questions, we got answers. Used to be, Radio Shack? Remember Radio Shack? We got answers, at least according to a civil suit that has now been filed in this case. And these are accusations. These are explanations that are being made in court and observations. And they are also pointing to provable facts, provable observations by medical professionals and such in some cases. We're going to go through all of it. If you're wanting to get a better idea on what the hell happened in this case, the sheriff and the judge, you are in the right place. We are about to go through information that is new, that is exposing a good chunk of it. I wouldn't say all of it, but a good chunk of it that we were unaware of. And here's the thing about this case that should keep you up at night. It's not the shooting itself, as horrific as it was. It's not even the surveillance video showing the sheriff executing a judge at his own desk in the middle of a Thursday afternoon. In the weeks before, it's the people who watched Mickey Stein's Come Undone piece by piece, allegedly, and somehow convinced themselves that a doctor's appointment would fix it. Maybe that speaks to just how much we don't understand mental health, but it's true. Kimberly Mullins just filed a lawsuit. She's the widow of District Judge Kevin Mullins, the dead one, who was shot and killed in his chambers in Whitesburg, Kentucky on September 19th, 2024. She filed on behalf of herself and her two minor daughters, and she's not just suing the man who allegedly pulled the trigger. She's suing three of his employees, Jason Eccles, LaShawna Frazier, and Christine Balling. All of them worked for the Lector County Sheriff's Office. All of them, according to this lawsuit, watched their boss spiral into what multiple witnesses would later describe as a psychotic break. And all of them allegedly failed to do the one thing that might have saved Kevin Mullins' life. Warn him. Okay, this is some big stuff. What is she claiming? The lawsuit uses language like anxious, paranoid, and psychotic conduct that posed a foreseeable risk of violence. That's legal phrasing. It's sanitized. It doesn't capture what the court documents actually describe, although it's pretty descriptive. So let me walk you through what the people around Mickey Steins reportedly saw in the days before he allegedly walked into that judge's office and opened fire. 3 days before the shooting, Steins sat for a deposition. We've all heard about this. He was being questioned in a federal civil rights lawsuit involving one of his deputies, a guy named Ben Fields, who had pled guilty for essaying a woman on home incarceration, is where he is now. The abuse allegedly happened in Judge Mullins' chambers after hours. Fields was Mullins' bailiff. He also worked a side job monitoring ankle bracelets for people on house arrest. According to the lawsuit, he told women who couldn't afford the $85 weekly monitoring fee that they could work something out. And I put that in air quotes. At least one woman described being taken to the judge's office and assaulted there. That was allegedly working something out. Fields got 6 months in jail, probation, and a spot on the sex offender registry. Both Steins and Mullins denied knowing anything about it. This is where it gets really interesting. And I want to get your thoughts in the comments section here, too. If you're not on our YouTube channel yet, please do check it out, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and weigh in on what you think about what we're about to talk about here in this case, okay? And while you're at it, please do hit subscribe, okay? So Steins is sitting for this deposition being asked questions about what he knew and when he knew it. And according to the plaintiff's attorneys, he was a mess. Agitated, unfocused. He took 10 breaks during the questioning, allegedly. At one point, when asked whether he'd authorized his deputy to use public equipment to manage ankle monitors, Steins said, "I don't recall. I'm having an episode, sorry." Then he asked for another break, allegedly. The next day, Steins, who was usually quick to return press calls, took hours to get back to a reporter from the Mountain Eagle about a fatal traffic accident. When he finally did, he told the paper he'd allegedly instructed everyone at the sheriff's office not to say anything to anyone until he returned. He also mentioned, almost in passing, that he'd lost 40 pounds in the past 2 weeks and didn't know why. 40 pounds in 2 weeks, and he didn't know why, if that's even accurate. By September 18th, the day before the shooting, people weren't just concerned. They were allegedly quite alarmed. An attorney named Daniel Dotson, who was friends with both Steins and Mullins, told Kentucky State Police that he'd urged Steins to get a mental health evaluation. Steins reportedly said he'd see his family doctor. Dotson was so worried that he contacted the Kentucky Bar Association to ask what action he could take. He also went directly to Kevin Mullins and warned him, told him Mickey was losing it, told him he couldn't take this kind of pressure. The local police chief, according to Dotson's testimony, put it more bluntly, "That son of a bitch has lost his mind." That's allegedly the quote there, yeah. And here's where it gets worse. Christine Balling, one of the three employees named in the widow's lawsuit, was a staffer at the sheriff's office. She told investigators allegedly that she'd observed very strange behavior from Steins on September 18th, the day before the shooting. Steins allegedly told her that Daniel Dotson had instructed him to give him money and kill himself, or else they were going to kill his wife and daughter. He didn't say who they were. He just knew they were coming, allegedly. Sands reportedly insisted on going home to check on his family. He made bawling help put a bulletproof vest on his wife. He had someone call to check on his daughter. All of this, according to court documents, was captured on Ring camera footage from Stein's home. That same day, or possibly the day of the shooting itself, witnesses reported that Steins was making phone calls to check on family members who had been dead for years. Let me say that again. The sheriff of Lector County, Kentucky, allegedly was calling dead relatives to make sure they were safe. We're dealing with, if all this is accurate and true, someone who's not doing well. Now, back it up a bit and go, why are you not doing well? Why are you having this mental break? What has pushed your stress level to such a place that you basically just collapsed off the cliff? Could that have to do with the deposition? Could that have to do with what was going on in the department allegedly? Could that have to do with things you may have known about and didn't talk about? Stress can do crazy things to people. Covering up for crazy actions can do even crazier things to people. Is that what was going on? We don't know. But this is seemingly more of the recipe. One sheriff's office staffer told Kentucky State Police, "I think his anxiety was completely off the charts. I do feel like he was in a psychosis." So what did they do? According to court records, at least two of the employees named in the civil lawsuit convinced Steins to see his doctor. That was the intervention. That was the plan. A man who's wearing a gun, who has unfettered access to the courthouse, who believes shadowy forces are coming to murder his family, who's calling dead people on the phone, and the response was to suggest he make an appointment with his family physician. The next day, Kevin Mullins was dead. I gotta say, as lovely as it would be to intervene in more forceful ways, the law doesn't allow for that. And we've seen that in so many other cases. Just because you see someone is losing it, there's only so much you can do. There is, because the law is on the side of the person who's losing it. And if they don't recognize they're losing it and they don't choose to go get the help that they need, there's not a whole lot the outside forces can do unless they've already committed a crime. I know, it's insane. We talk about it every day. The surveillance video from inside the judge's chambers tells the story in silence. There's no audio. A group of people are chatting with the judge casually for about 12 minutes. Steins walks in, asks everyone to leave for the next 7 minutes. He and Mullins talk. It looks calm, normal even. Then Steins stands up and appears to lock the door. Mullins hands over his cell phone. Steins scrolls through it, then pulls out his own phone, looks something up, and dials a number on the judge's device. That number belonged to his teenage daughter. She didn't answer. Steins tossed the phone back onto his desk, and then, according to prosecutors, he drew his weapon and started shooting. The video shows Mullen trying to duck behind his desk. It did not save him. Steins walked out of the chambers, out of the courthouse, and stood on Main Street while technical units rushed inside looking for an active shooter. When officers approached him, he reportedly said, "They're trying to kidnap my wife and kid." 4 days later, a social worker at the Leslie County Jail, where Steins was being held because of his connections to Lector County Jail staff, conducted a triage evaluation. What she allegedly found was a man who appeared to have no idea who he was or why he was there. Her report described Steins as being in an active state of psychosis. He was disordered or disoriented. He was only aware of things jail staff tell him. He had no recollection of the recent past. He didn't appear to understand the charges against him. He was responding to internal stimuli, which is clinical language for he was reacting to things that weren't there. He became so combative at times that staff had to use pepper spray on him, allegedly. They put him into two different antipsychotic medications. This is not a man who snapped in a moment of rage. This is a man who, according to the evidence compiled by his own defense team and corroborated by multiple witnesses, was deteriorating visibly for days, maybe longer. And the people around him saw it. They documented it. Some of them even tried, in their way, to address it. But nobody pulled him off the job. Nobody took his gun. Nobody told Kevin Mullins that the man responsible for courthouse security might be a threat to everyone in the building, including the judge himself. The defense has been trying to get the murder indictment thrown out. They argued that prosecutors withheld evidence of Stein's mental state from the grand jury. Specifically, they claimed that Kentucky State Police Detective Clayton Stampner testified falsely when he told the grand jury he wasn't aware of Stein's displaying signs of mental health issues. The defense says KSP interviewed multiple people who expressed exactly those concerns. In a sealed transcript, Stamper apparently acknowledged that people had said Stein's wasn't acting himself, but when a grand jury asked jurors whether Stein's was in his sane mind at the time of the shooting, Stamper said he believed he was. Is he someone who's even qualified to answer that question, though? Why are we asking people questions like that who aren't qualified to answer them? Police Detective Clayton Stampner is not a medical expert. Let's quit relying on people for answers they can't answer. Clinical answers they're not qualified to answer. Yeah, most of us could look at, he must be in his, I mean, he's doing his job, you know, but. And if you're going to ignore all the other people saying, hey, there's something really wrong here, because in your opinion, he's doing fine. What qualifies that opinion exactly? This week, Special Judge Christopher Crowan denied the motion to dismiss. He ruled that prosecutors met their burden of showing probable cause and that the video evidence alone was sufficient to support the indictment. He also denied the defense's request to unseal Stein's psychiatric evaluation, but he did grant a bond hearing. No date has been set. So the murder case moves forward, and now the civil case is running alongside it. That's how we're learning all of these things, through the civil case. Kimberly Mullins' lawsuit makes a straightforward argument. Kentucky law requires the sheriff's office to provide courthouse security and protect judges. The three employees she's suing had direct knowledge that their boss was unraveling. They had a duty to warn Judge Mullins, according to the suit. They had a duty to control Stein's, or at least to prevent him from having unsupervised access to the man he would allegedly kill, and they failed on both counts. I think that might be a stretch. I do. Because then you are, again, you are asking three non-clinicians to make clinical choices. That ain't part of their job. That is not part of them being human beings either, because they're not trained to do that. They're not trained to recognize that. They're not trained to see those steps down the road of what could possibly happen. Also, they don't even have the rights to do what you're asking them to do. So good luck. The defense for those employees has already responded. Their attorneys argue that Kentucky law clearly holds that defendants had no duty to warn or protect Judge Mullins. They claim the lawsuit doesn't allege that any of them were aware of a specific intent or plan to kill the judge. Stein's own attorneys are claiming sovereign immunity because he was sued in his official capacity. Now, look, I feel horrible that everybody lost somebody and they're looking for the boogeyman here, but I'm sorry, the assistants, I don't think they're the answer. I think you got to look a little deeper. What the hell's going on in this court? This seems like more noise, to be completely honest. And I get it. If you're in that position, if you're the spouse of this judge, you're looking out for your best interest. I get it. What else was going on with the judge? Seems there's a lot of rumblings over in those areas. And blaming the understafflings for going, why didn't you step in and stop all of your higher-ups from doing bad things? Well, Looks like they had a pretty tight control on keeping shady shit at bay, now, didn't they? Allegedly. It's not exactly an atmosphere where someone raises a hand and says, hey, maybe we should, and here's the deal. It certainly sounds like they did everything they could within the confines of the law. Until you give people the ability to go, you're crazy, let's take you away right now, hand me your gun, which doesn't exist. What do you expect these people to do? Like Christmas vacation, hog tie him up, put a bow and carry him down to the mental health facility? That, again, it's not how this works. Should there be more ways to intervene? Yes. Are there? No. So you got to kind of deal with the hand that's been dealt to you. A hearing is scheduled for January 7th, and here's what the civil suit forces us to confront. It's not enough to ask whether Mickey Steins was legally sane when he pulled the trigger. That's a question for the criminal trial. The civil suit asks something different. Did the people around him do enough? And if the answer is no, what does accountability actually look like? Because let's be honest about what enough looked like in this case. A doctor's appointment. That was a plan for a man who believes assassins are coming for his family, who's making calls to dead relatives, who can't get through a legal deposition without having an episode. And the intervention is to tell him to see his general practitioner, not to remove him from duty, not to confiscate his weapon, not to alert the judge who works 30 feet away that the sheriff might be a danger to himself and others. Just see your doctor. Mickey, take a break, get some rest. I think you could also argue if he's at home and he's calling dead relatives, if that in fact happened and that's what's going on, where the fuck was the intervention at home? If we're going to go after the employees that are seeing this, how about we go after the family too that was seeing this happen at home and didn't take him in? Because you know who has a hell of a lot more rights to institutionalize someone on a psychiatric hold for 7 days? The family. You want to have a better chance at getting someone put away? The family, not the staff at the courthouse. Maybe we need to take a little look inside that home and go, if he's doing that in your home, and again, if, I don't know, if the answer is no and he's not and you had no idea that he's losing it, I don't know, when he's getting mom fitted for the bulletproof vest, that might be a sign. You can't go and cast stones on the staff if you yourself were seeing just as big of red flags and you didn't stop him. If you couldn't stop him, how the fuck were they supposed to? Again, it's one of these cases where all these people see something, they say something, but doing something, that's where their hands are literally tied. Not that they don't want to, but there's only so much you can do. And getting mad at the people who can only do so much is not your solution. There's a detail in the court documents that I keep coming back to. Daniel Dotson, the attorney who warned both Steins and Mullins, told investigators about a conversation he had with his wife the night before the shooting. He said he told her, referring to Steins, "That son of a bitch has lost his mind." He knew. He knew something was deeply wrong, and he tried to do something about it. He told the Bar Association. He told the judge. But Kevin Mullins still showed up for work the next day, still let Mickey Steins into his chambers, still had a calm 7-minute conversation with him before the door was locked and the gun came out. What did Mullins think when Dotson warned him? Did he dismiss it? Did he think he could handle Mickey, that their years of friendship would protect him? Did he even take it seriously? We'll never know. Mullins can't tell us. He's dead. But I'm going to guess, judging by the actions, that's probably somewhere along the lines of what was processed. A lot of people do not see just how dangerous and serious the situation is until it gets way over the edge. That's our nature. And then there's the daughter, Steins' teenage daughter. Investigators looked into rumors of inappropriate relationships between her and Judge Mullins. Both she and Steins' wife denied any contact. Police found no evidence of communication between the girl and the judge. No text, no calls, no social media. That's according to the police in this town. that seem to have a problem with corruption. At least you got one of them that's already been charged on issues here. So take that for what it's worth. The group, the collective, I'm not saying they're all bad, but you know, you're getting, consider the source. According to them, there's nothing. Okay. Maybe there's nothing. A call to a number he had to look up on his own device because it wasn't saved in the judge's contacts. The only connection they could find was a call Steins made from Mullen's phone right before the shooting. Again, that call to a number he had to look up on his own device because it wasn't saved in the judge's contacts. So whatever Steins believed was happening, he believed it enough to kill over. Whether that belief had any basis in reality or whether it was the product of a mind that had completely disconnected from it is something the courts are going to have to sort out. But here's what we know for certain. A sheriff shot a judge. Multiple people saw warning signs. Some of them even took action, or just not the right action and not enough of it. And now a widow and two children are left to sue for answers that the criminal justice system may never fully prove. The case is still working its way through the federal court. Ben Fields, that's the deputy who pled guilty to the essay, his case. The one whose alleged crimes in Judge Mullen's chambers set off the chain of events that led to the deposition, to the spiral, to the shooting. A trial is scheduled for 2026. Sabrina Atkins, a woman who accused Fields and testified against him, is still seeking justice. One of her co-plaintiffs died of a drug overdose after the lawsuit was filed. Meanwhile, multiple women have come forward claiming Judge Mullins himself was involved in a sex-for-favor scheme. One said she attended parties with him. Another said she'd had sex with him in his chambers. A former deputy jailer described the jail as a brothel. Mullins was never charged. He denied everything. And now he's not here to defend himself. So what are we left with? A courthouse that was allegedly rotten from the inside, a deputy who essayed women in a judge's office, a sheriff who may have known about it or should have known, who was being sued over his failure to stop it, a judge who either enabled the abuse, participated in it, or was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time when a disturbed man with a gun decided he was the enemy, and a community of 21,000 people trying to make sense of how the institutions they trusted to keep order became the source of the chaos. The civil lawsuit filed by Kimberly Mullins won't answer all those questions. It narrowly focuses on whether three sheriff's office employees failed in their duty to protect her husband, which was never their job, but it pulls at the thread that runs through his entire case. The gap between seeing a problem and doing something about it, the distance between that son of a bitch has lost his mind and maybe he should see a doctor. Kevin Mullins is dead because that gap was too wide. And now a jury may have to decide who's responsible for not closing it. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. I'd love to hear them. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi is where you will find our page. If you're not already there, please do check it out. While you're there, please do press subscribe. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please go to the review section of our channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and leave us a review there. We'd greatly appreciate that. Love to hear your feedback. And love to see some positive words. So thank you so much for that in advance. Helps other folks find us as well. So we do appreciate that. Put a lot of work into this. So you taking those 5 seconds to do that, really, it means a lot. So thank you for that. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.